We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN as the Manhattan City Commission meets tonight, 7 p.m. We're previewing that meeting here tonight with City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Yusha Reddy joining us via Zoom here today. And consent agenda has a few different items on there. Ron, you want to talk about some of that?
Sure. One to point out would be a memorandum of understanding with the Flint Hills Regional Council and Stantec Consulting Services of Bismarck, North Dakota. This is a project brought to us by the Regional Council. They received some grant funds from the Environmental Protection Agency to look at some brownfields in the region and some potential remediation of some of those areas and potential redevelopment of some of those areas. And so what this really does is creates a component where they'll do additional analysis on some identified brownfield sites, as well as how that contamination might be remediated, and then also kind of develop a master plan, if you will, for how that remediation could occur and potentially how those areas could be potentially redevelopment. So it's kind of a mini comprehensive plan or a mini master plan that they would develop as a potential. Obviously, this any access or changes would need the cooperation of any of the property owners in order to continue that. But it's primarily a planning effort, and it's a planning grant to look at how to mitigate some of those brownfields where there's been some contamination, evidence of contamination, either through existing monitoring wells or other factors. The two areas that we're looking at in the city of Manhattan are what we call the McCall extension. So where McCall tees into Tuttle Creek Boulevard, that is the master plan for that calls for that to be extended across and ultimately link up with the roundabout at 4th Street. And so there's some old gas stations and what were previous gas stations were, as well as some dry cleaners and some other areas that were in that area. So we'll look at potentially how some of that could be mitigated and developing a plan for the future of that particular area that would complement some of the already existing plans that we have with that proposed extension. The other area is out at Village Plaza on West Anderson. Some of that Village Plaza shopping centers and areas along there, again, some of the more common ones are typically areas where there were previous gas stations, and then you have some underground contamination that's occurring and how you might remediate some of that. So again, a concept planning effort for remediation and potential redevelopment based on those remediation plans.
You know, I just want to add to that. The Flint Hills Regional Council, we don't talk much about it, at least because they're an extension, but they it's a consolidated group of other counties such as Geary, Riley, Morris Line, and Christy Rodriguez is their current executive director, and our Commissioner Morris is on the Flint Hills Regional Council. So the grant that they received was about $600,000, and they're looking for these EPA sites where they can redevelop and see if there's any contamination, like Ron had mentioned, not only in Manhattan, Kansas, but in several of those counties. And I don't believe there's a match that we need to meet for this particular grant. And it helps us use the Flint Hills Regional Council to see how we can develop some of these areas which are prone to either floods or other contaminants, and have someone like Stantec come and take a look, and something we may not have done on our own. So I think this is helpful and one of the positives with the partnership with the Flint Hills Regional Council.
All right, very good. Other items of note here?
Other items of note, we've got a emergency solutions grant through the CARES Act from the Kansas Housing Resource Corporation. Additional $100,000 to help out primarily dealing with homeless and rental assistance. So that's something that certainly our local emergency shelter and some of the other folks that help deal with those issues can will benefit from our participation in that. And it also has no matching requirement due to the CARES Act provision. Another item is some levee improvement easement acquisitions. So as part of the levee improvement project, where we have to, we're adding in some locations as much as 3 feet on top of the levee. In order to add that 3 feet on top, we have to widen the bases of the levee. So in some cases, we need to purchase some additional permanent easements as well as some construction easements. So you're going to see this item on the agenda for some period of time. The commission needs to approve some financial considerations for this and then approve the easement acquisitions as a result of that. And mayor has some appointments as well.
Yeah. I think the two that he mentioned are good. And, you know, every my term ends, I believe, the first week of January. So during this time, one of the, I guess, one of the duties of mayor is to make appointments. And we've made several recommendations for appointments this time around. And if anybody is interested on being on any one of our advisory boards, I highly recommend you go to our website and fill out an interest form and see which board you would like to be on. This is one of the, what we rely on our boards quite a bit. They do quite a bit of work for us and for the city. And it's a public service that we take their recommendations very seriously. And they also have a lot of budget implications in several of them. But this time I made appointments for the Aggieville Business Improvement District, the Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee, the Board of Zones, Cemetery Board, Downtown Business, Historic Resources, as well as the Riley County Law Enforcement Board and Special Alcohol Funds Advisory Board. For the Law Board, I did reappoint Commissioner Morris, as well as reappointing Beata Stoney from Kansas State University, and a new appointment of Pat Hudgens. She was also on the Community Advisory Board, as well as a former USD 383 board member. So if anybody is interested, please go fill out one of those forms so we can have you participate in our city.
All right, very good. Well, we have just a couple minutes left. I thought I'd ask about some ongoing construction. Looks like Kimball Avenue, they've got the streetlight, the signal at least, starting to be installed there at Kimball and College Avenue, and wanted to see what's the progress on that.
Right. So that's something we had been waiting for, was those traffic signal poles and getting them. They've started to get those put up. They're still working on some of the pavement that's in the eastbound lane to the west of College on Kimball and deals with the access to the hospital there off of Kimball on the north side. So that's continuing work. There's certainly will be, and that's the priority right now, is to get that pavement work done so we can get the roadway all opened up and get those signals operating. College side is looking good, and they're curing that. There's a lot of supplemental work going on the periphery, obviously, with some of the landscape walls and some of the other signage and other components. So you'll see lighting and other aspects that will continue up over the winter, as well as back on College near the baseball stadium. There's some of the bus pullouts and some of the other sidewalk and streetscape amenities that are still under construction there. But the priority is to get that pavement completed so we can get the roadway back open. We're also doing some final work with our big stormwater project here on Points Avenue downtown there around the library. So Juliet Street still impacted by that going south from Points. Looked like they've got just two or three more of the big elliptical storm sewers to install, and then get that all compacted back up, and then we can get that lane filled back in so it can be used through the winter. So hopefully we can get that done here in the next few weeks if the weather cooperates, and we'll have some normality back there for some of the folks that have been putting up with a lot of that construction, but a significant storm drainage improvement for the community there.
Yeah, well, no question. That'll be nice to get back to being able to go to the library and not have to go a couple blocks down the road to do that. And I've noticed, too, coming into work here every morning, the Kirkwood extension's getting very close to being connected to Marlette. It looks like they're working on a little bit of a bridge there.
Yeah, the bridge is the primary component. Obviously, the schedule for the recreation centers are spring for Anthony and then summer for Eisenhower. And the goal is to try and have that Kirkwood project done and wrapped up before school starts next August for that access.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much again, and we'll talk again in a couple weeks. Manhattan City Commission meets at 7 p.m. tonight in City Hall. Mayor Reddy and Mr. Fear, good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having us. And if you can't appear in person, you can comment up until 4 p.m. Online as well for public comment.
That's right.
All right, very good. That'll wrap up our show here for today. Coming up tomorrow, USD 383 folks will be with us, including Superintendent Marvin Wade will be on the program, and Manhattan Fire Department.